Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
It's getting so close to Christmas, man. Hey, good morning. Thank you for waking up with us here on Tuesday morning. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Man, Merry Christmas to everybody. We're almost there. The real war on the holidays. Do you know what it is? White lights or multicolored lights?
Oh.
No, wait a minute. I'll hold your thoughts for 1 second.
Yeah, there's two kinds of people in this world.
There are white light people and there are colored light people. Yeah. Now, which would you rather have? Now, let's act like that you just got to wake up one day and your house was completely covered. Colored or white? Amy.
White.
You're one of those people, huh? Oh, boy. Go ahead.
I love white lights.
Yeah, why?
My tree is white this year, and it only has white lights. And if I woke up one morning and someone had decorated my house, I want it to be white.
White lights.
All right.
Lunchbox?
Come on, guys. I'm fun. I like to have a good time. Colored lights.
Colored lights.
That screams fun and enjoyable.
It.
White is boring and lame.
Colored lights and the big fat ones, too.
Yes,
I like those.
Yes.
Big fat ones.
Yeah.
I think so even for me, if I got to wake up, I would go full color.
Yeah.
With big inflatable reindeer.
Yes.
And like somebody dressed as because it's just supposed to be obnoxious and fun. Because I'm not a classy gentleman.
Yeah.
I just like to have fun if I have fun.
That's
well,
right.
I'm not claiming to be classy. I just
white's,
think
but white's classy.
White's classy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, but I mean, I think white.
A little stuck up.
What?
Whoa. Look at my white lights.
Hey,
let's
guys.
Go get some wine and go look at our
white lights.
What if my white lights, they went to music? Yeah.
Then you spent a lot of money on it.
You just said it's hypothetical. I get to wake up and it's done. You had blow up things.
Like Eddie, do your kids ever go, oh man, look at those beautiful white lights?
Oh, never.
Yes.
I mean, it's just like looking at a street light.
They want colors.
Is anybody else?
I'm with you, white light.
Thank you.
Yep.
Ask your question, please.
I was asking if anybody in this room was white.
Ray, what about you?
I go white.
Yes!
What?
Yeah, white.
Yeah.
I'm plain. I like it like that. As simple as possible.
I don't think it's plain and simple. It's beautiful.
It's very classy.
Clean.
It's very clean. Mm-hmm. It's not a party, though.
No!
Those guys. Well, if it was those two, they like to party. I would just, it'd be fun. But
yeah.
I didn't put any lights outside of my house. And my girlfriend covered my house inside with, it's like holiday vomit. It's everywhere.
Oh.
Holiday vomit's good.
Yeah, holiday vomit's hopefully, better than
regular vomit.
But hopefully she cleans it up.
Yes.
That's what I'm hoping.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
I like these better than whenever they pull someone over and instead of giving them a ticket, they give them like a turkey or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Let me tell you about this one because I like this one better. It's called the Scrooge the Ticket Program. So certain cities are allowing recipients of parking tickets, like they already got the ticket, to donate a toy or a gift card or a non-perishable food item to the needy instead of paying the fee.
I need that.
The donation option goes in most of the cities until like the middle of December. And so that, anyway, your ticket's been up like a year.
Yeah.
So
I'll donate.
No. You need to donate like one of those whole trees. Like when you go on the store and they have
a giving tree.
You need the whole giving tree.
This makes it more fun to want to handle your ticket because you know you're like helping out.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, you're going to jail. Like, Amy gets pulled over, she's going to jail for sure. Anyway, the cities that are doing this is a cool
awesome.
Idea. Yep. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, we're here. It's Tuesday. It's getting closer to Christmas Eve and Christmas Day and New Year's Day. What we're going to do now is bring you a little positivity.
Tell me something good.
Good news. Amy, I'm coming over to you. Give it to me.
Well, someone donated a $1,000 winning scratch-off ticket and dropped it into the Salvation Army bucket.
Wow.
Yeah.
$1,000. I would always be worried that someone wouldn't notice it.
Well, I mean, it was a big scratch-off ticket. But, I mean, obviously they scratched it off and they knew it was $1,000 and they put
That's
it in
crazy.
There.
That's crazy. That's awesome. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I would just be like, here's $1,000. Make sure you don't do something like
right.
run it.
Don't think wow. this is a joke. Wow, this is real.
Lunchbox.
Thanks to Kroger, the grocery store, 486 kids in Indianapolis got Christmas early. They donated a brand new pair of shoes, socks, and a toy for every kid in an elementary school.
Wow. What, that Kroger?
Kroger, the grocery store. Great job.
Shout out.
Kroger, yeah.
Kroger, the grocery store.
Long Beach workers helped find $5,000 from the trash. So a woman, she had her mortgage payment in an envelope, and she's like, oh my goodness, I threw it away.
Oh my goodness.
So the guys that worked there went digging through the trash at the dump and found the envelope with the money in it and gave it back to her. Isn't that crazy?
It's awesome.
That's the good news. The Bobby Bones
Show. Let's go.
You want to improve your memory? Do you have a memory problem?
I do. I have horrible memory problems.
You're forgetful, but,
no, but
do
I have
you forget
problem.
Things that you should and have known before?
Yes, all the time.
Part of the brain responsible for alertness is activated during a run. So if you run, it helps improve the senses. It's like playing a piano. Scientists studied 11 runners and then 11 inactive men. They examined brain activity, and it was like the people that run remembered all this stuff way better than people who didn't.
Okay, I don't run, but I'm active.
Mike D is our phone screener, and he runs, and he's training for a marathon. Mike D, same guy, lost 100 pounds in a year.
Amazing.
Just by walking and eating right and then running. And so now, Mike D, what are you up to about, like, your mileage?
I run about 9 miles.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
And when you first started in your weight loss journey, what was your first walks? How long were those?
Ooh, like maybe a mile.
So you'd walk maybe a mile and you were like, I can't do anymore?
Yeah, I was done.
So that's how far he's come. Like not being able to walk a mile to running 9 miles
a day?
Yeah. Oh,
that's
no,
crazy.
A day.
That's awesome.
He goes
during the week?
And Mike says he like escapes. Like for him, is this an escape for you?
Yeah, zone out and just clear my head.
I admire that because when I run, this is what I think of when I run. This sucks. This sucks. This sucks. Yeah. This sucks. This sucks. This sucks. This sucks. My feet hurt. This is not good. I can't wait for it to be over. What time is it? How long have I run? Only a quarter mile? Crap. Oh, this sucks. This sucks. I mean, that's me when I run. But yeah. Mike's like, no, I get all the ideas while I run.
That's a great like inspirational thing. I listen to the Bobbycast when I run.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah, but there's no way that I can run for that long. So sometimes I walk.
Lunchbox. Doesn't listen to anything when he runs.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
No headphones, anything, just cars and the nature and birds and whatever's around me. People yelling.
Wow.
Do you listen to music, Mike D?
Yeah, I need music.
Yeah.
No.
Lunch doesn't. He's just one with the world.
My marathon, no headphones were allowed.
Yeah, but
that's rude.
The thing too, because I did like an Olympic triathlon, which is long. They're like, no headphones. It's like, I'm not competing, so I wore two pair.
Yeah, you're not going like,
to prize disqualify me, right? Yeah,
like, I don't care. I'm not doing it to win a medal.
Well, my group that I trained with, I guess there was like some consensus amongst all of us we wouldn't use headphones.
Cool, until game time. I'm like, oh, here they go. Right on my ears.
I wish I would have.
I mean, were you trying to get a scholarship?
I probably would have had a better time.
Yeah, you would have for sure.
I would have.
Yeah, you would have for sure. Thank you for hanging out. Today, new show today. Also, Dolly Parton. Like, for the first time, we talk about stuff. Because she came on last week, and we talked about the Smoky Mountain benefit. But this time, we're going to talk about the Grammys and stuff. So today, Dolly Parton.
This is the Bobby Bones.
All right, a lot of people ask if Ray, our producer, has his $50,000 yet. He won it in a bet from 2015. He bet in 2015 that Donald Trump would be the president. The odds were crazy. And Ray won $50,000. Ray, I'm coming to you now. Here we are Tuesday. It's almost Christmas. I know you're counting on that money. You buy those presents. Drum roll, please. Ray, our producer, is it in your account as of right now?
I knew that it was going to be here before Christmas.
Yep.
And they didn't get it to me.
Oh, my goodness.
No, and I'm in trouble now because I wanted it for some presents. So they said because of the holidays, there's people not in offices and departments. If you call these phone numbers, you're getting hold of nobody.
Because of the holidays, you're not getting. What about the month before the holidays? They should have paid.
There was Thanksgiving.
It's definitely delayed. I mean, that's nothing new.
What about when Valentine's Day comes? They're like, oh, you know, we're all in love right now. We can't do it.
No way it'll be to the Valentine's
Day. St. Patrick, oh, we're full of green beer right now. We can't get your money.
Probably right after the first of the year.
All right, we'll check back.
All right.
There's Martin Luther King Day right around that time.
There's a lot of holidays coming up, Ray.
I'm good. I mean, it's just these two weeks. Everybody knows it shuts down.
Yeah. You need a pony up daddy.
Pony up daddy?
It's a saddle that dads wear, and their little ones ride them around the house. $24.95.
Come on.
You put it on your back. You have a 3-year-old?
I do.
He would get on the saddle.
We go bareback, though. We don't need a saddle to do that.
But what if it were cooler for him to, like, actually think of a horse and get on the saddle?
And, I don't want to put a saddle on it.
I don't know, but you feel like you were riding a horse more.
The kid would.
Yes.
That's embarrassing for the dad.
No, it's not.
No one's going to see you.
You're in the house.
You forget you have the saddle on.
You're not doing it. You're not doing it in Walmart, dude. You're doing it at the house.
Buy me one and I'll wear it.
$24.95. PonyUpDaddy.com. Might have to get you one of those for 2017 Christmas.
Bobby Bones. The Bobby Bones Show.
Amy says that Ray, who's our audio producer, has a huge crush on her husband.
Well, I mean, I just wonder. Does he?
That's true.
Because sometimes you have nicknames for him and you admire his physique sometimes.
I look up to him. I think he's cool. I want to hang out with him.
Oh, so that's sweet. That's cute. I like it. You look up to him. I mean, you should. He's old. Not that you should, but he's older, right?
Hey, Ray, you should. He's better than you.
Yeah, he is better than you.
No, he's not. But Ray.
So what prompted this?
Well, I guess, I don't know. Did you like text him to go golfing or something?
Yeah. I just hit him up and said, hey, guys are getting together. Do you want to play 18 holes?
Yeah. And my husband loved it. Like he wished he could have gone and loved the opportunity. And then I just started to think of all the different things that Ray says about him. And I was like, huh. Well, that's kind of nice. I like that, Ray. I mean, they're probably, I mean, he's over 10 years older than Ray. That's why, I mean, like.
Oh, you're at 53?
Yeah, Ray's 30.
Oh, Ray's, why do I think Ray's like
26? Because he acts 11. You know what?
You've
heard Kelsey's song, right?
Yeah.
Peter Pan.
That's right. Peter Pan.
Yes, Peter Pan.
You'll never be a man.
That's right.
Peter Pan.
Ray, yeah, you're 30. Okay, never mind. But, I mean, my husband is getting up there. So, y'all are about 8-9 years apart.
Yeah.
But. Yeah.
It's cute, huh?
Yeah, it is cute.
Hey.
I mean, we've golfed before. It's nothing new. I'm just randomly hitting him up. Like, we're friends.
What do you like about him?
First of all, he's good at sports.
Yeah.
And we talk sports.
Yeah. What else?
That's pretty much it. Just guy stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And we talk about bodybuilding.
Yeah. There we go.
Talk about bodybuilding.
Do you wish it were more of a bromance, Ray?
I think it's fine where it is. He's married to Amy. He's got stuff going
on. Oh, if he wasn't married to Amy, though, you'd probably be in on it or what? I got you. I've met a lot of girls like that where if they weren't married, it'd be a different situation. But I got you.
Do you see? Maybe we could all go out. Me, you, bae, and the husband.
That would just be awkward.
Well, Double? You make. I don't. You're not ever hanging out with the group. So I'm just saying, there's like a dynamic. Like your husband's probably maybe a little bit more of a drinker. Aren't you kind of like? Stay at home, drink wine. Do you go out?
Well, I thought maybe we could go to dinner.
Oh, to dinner. Okay.
Do y'all do that?
I don't know. My girlfriend doesn't know you.
Ray's trying to pub crawl. Amy's trying to have a dinner.
Right. I was like, maybe we could go on a double date. And Ray's like, sweet, but you don't go to the clubs.
Well, I hope the bromance works out.
Yeah, it's good. It's
well,
fine.
And I really like Bay. I mean, this could, I mean, we're.
If you guys would just get married already, dude.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do is listen to you guys. I'll take exactly your advice.
Listen, Eddie's been married 20 years.
10.
Okay. Lunch has been married one.
Yeah.
I've not been married on purpose many times. So you got three different opinions here, and all three of us say,
Get married.
Right. Like, she's the one for you.
I guarantee you most people get divorced. If you ask them, they'll say, I listen to my friends and parents.
But you feel it, too.
I can feel whatever I want, but I mean, I still got to think long term. This isn't just a fun little bit.
How long you been with her?
2 years.
Okay. Just making sure Steve still don't know.
I've dated tons of girls for 2 years.
Tons.
Yeah, well, he's got that shovel right now. He's starting to
Man,
dig.
I don't understand. Yeah. Like, he's one day you're talking about love and babies,
babies.
The next day it's, man, I don't care. Like, I've dated chicks this long all
it's
the time.
It's long term.
Every chick I dated at least 2 years.
Really, there can't be that many because you're only
30. So yeah. Maximum 15, and that's if you started 15. As an infant.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
All right, thank you. Well, good luck with that bromance. Yeah. Ray.
All right. You
goober.
Hey, no, but seriously, thanks for including him, Ray.
Yeah.
Thanks for never texting me.
You don't play golf.
You don't play golf. We're done with you.
I used to be better than all of you.
Yeah, not anymore.
I don't play anymore.
You're last place
Probably
now.
Still better than all of you. Yeah.
Let's go. Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
We'll hear from Dolly Parton later on in the show. Lunchbox, yes.
I want to ask a question, another question, a yes or no question about your trip.
Okay.
The secret.
Hold on. It's good.
Well, I'm just, like, I didn't get to ask a question, so I want to ask one. I feel like.
Amy asked if I was wearing a scarf or a Speedo. Really, neither one, but I got it. Is it going to be warm or cold? I'm going on a trip. I'm actually leaving tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I'm going away. And then I'll post on Instagram either tomorrow or the next day, whatever. Mr. Bobby Bones, but go ahead and ask your question. I may answer it, I may not. Go ahead.
Do they speak English where you're going?
Yes.
Boom.
No, the question should be, is that the first language?
It's over. No, it's over. He already asked it.
That's right.
He already asked it. They speak, yes. I have read they speak English there.
You can say they speak Spanish here in America, dude.
I don't understand.
Like some people here in America speak Spanish.
Hey,
some people.
Hey, no. The answer is yes.
Oh my goodness.
They do.
Oh wait. No.
Rephrase it.
I was just talking out loud.
You asked me. That's the question.
Dang.
Yes.
I get why I messed up now, guys. Because that's not their native language. Maybe.
Correct.
Like there could be someone there that speaks English.
Right.
And it could be just one person.
Sure.
Right. Yeah.
The one Bobby. Dude.
No, it has to be at least two because he said they.
Okay, then two
but
people.
But I'm saying to you, absolutely, they speak English there. Yep, they sure do. Eddie, do you have a question?
Of course I do.
I'm going on this mystery trip. I don't know that I'll answer it, but go ahead.
Is it in South America?
No.
That's
no.
Not 10 hours, dude. You got to think of a plane trip. That's like.
Oh, no one's asked that question.
I know.
Oh, I
Is
so
it my turn?
Ruined
Is it. My turn?
No.
Nada.
It's my turn.
No more questions.
Oh, come on.
Mine.
Case, Eddie, you're
from
the You gave him a hard time. At least he had a good thought in mind.
There's no way he's driving.
I picked one of the seven continents. How is that awful? I had 1 in 7 chances I'd get it right.
And it was a warm continent, so you're right.
Yeah, and it's so close that it's not 10 hours away.
So close? What are you talking about? South America?
Yeah, have you ever been?
It's closer than like
No,
Asia.
I have not.
No, me neither. I've never been to South America.
It's only like 5 hours by plane.
I have no idea. I'm not in this argument. I have no idea.
Okay.
Like, it's right below Mexico. You realize that, right?
No, the southern tip of South America is about 5 hours away.
It just depends where you're going, right?
Okay.
Guys, let me Google. This is a dumb argument, and I'd like to move away from it.
Okay, Nada has a question.
No. Not... What is your question?
Should I ask that one?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Are you traveling by? Or can I say? Ooh.
Oh,
are you traveling by? What are you traveling by?
I'm sorry, that's not a yes or no question.
What?
You've been eliminated. What are you traveling by? Is
we
not
didn't
a,
say yes
mine
or no.
Mine was
question.
A yes or no. Mine was Speedos or scarves.
They've always been yes or no questions.
Oh,
Amy, I gave you the benefit of the doubt.
Oh, thank you.
Because you gave us two options.
Okay, right. Are you traveling
no,
by
No, I'm sorry.
Plane
you've ruined your question.
You guys said I was terrible at this game.
Lunch, of all of them, you actually did the best.
Yes.
What? No,
because
you did not.
He had a good thought in mind. Like he wanted to know.
But the execution failed.
Of
okay,
all
are
of
you flying? I don't even know what you said because it was so bad.
Are you in a fly machine? You mean an airplane? Okay, thank you. I'll be tomorrow or Thursday. It'll be revealed, and
so we totally know where you're going now.
Right. Out of all our questions,
I figured it out. Not South America.
Did you write it down?
I'll
tell you if you're right. Write it down.
Oh, I got it.
I know where too.
I think I know where.
I don't want you guys to say out loud.
All right, hold on.
I'm only gonna be gone for a couple days.
I know.
You ready?
It's not that far.
Who do you want to go first?
Like, I'm literally not going to be gone that long. Oh, Eddie with a solid.
Okay.
No way to see it. What is?
Yeah, you can read that.
I can read. That's not. Yeah.
That's it.
No. I mean,
Wait, was I close? Did I get
it?
I'm not saying.
I'll throw this paper away.
I'm not saying you got it.
Did I get it?
I'm not saying anybody
got it.
Did
Eddie and I guess the same thing?
I'm not saying you
Amy,
got it.
Did you guess this?
I'm not saying you got it. No, they didn't guess that.
No, but Eddie, I think we guessed the same thing.
All right, Amy, we know.
I think I know exactly where he's going.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, goodbye.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I love superhero movies. And Suicide Squad was good. And I told Eddie, okay, I know you're not into superhero movies, but you gotta watch Iron Man. We gave him a month to watch Iron Man. Would you agree that Iron Man's good?
So good. It's one of my favorites.
It's one of my favorites, too. Yeah. It's up there with Dark Knight.
Yeah, and I'm not a superhero movie person.
So, you're not either, Eddie.
I'm not. I've only seen, I think, Dark Knight, the last one with Heath Ledger, was the last superhero movie I've ever seen, really.
There's so many good ones, too. Okay, so,
yeah,
you watched Iron Man.
I did. And I liked it. It was a good movie.
Right?
I mean, I'm not sold that I need to start watching all the rest of the superhero movies.
Yeah.
But Iron Man, I like how it leaves you with, I am Iron Man. And you're like, whoa, now everybody knows. And so you have to like, I don't know, there's what, Iron Man 2 and 3 left?
Yeah, and they're fine. But
okay, so
two kind of crappy, 3 is pretty good. But Iron Man 1
Iron
is
Man
where
1
it's at.
Is cool because he's a dude, you know?
He's a dude. It's like Batman. He's
right.
A dude. He's not. He doesn't have some superpower in him.
That's
he's
what I liked about
smart
it. Yes, he's
and
smart.
Rich.
And then he's like doing what normal people do, and then he realizes it's not good because his weapons are killing Americans and people are dying from his genius ideas. So he's like, ah, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to change.
You liked it, though.
I did like it.
See? I knew he would like it.
And I love that Gwyneth Paltrow's in it. Oh. She's the love interest. Man, I'm sold.
Gateway drug into superhero movies.
Mm-hmm.
But the Batman that you saw, Dark Knight, that wasn't the first one, was it? Heath Ledger?
That was, I don't know, Rises or Begins or I don't know.
Begins is the first one.
Maybe it was the first one.
Yeah, that was bad. That was Dark.
Christian Bale, I remember that.
What's another one that Eddie would need to watch of all the superhero movies?
Oh, I don't think you like this one, but I do. I love Captain America.
America. Don't watch Captain America.
Do it.
Not the first one, no.
Is he human?
What? Yeah.
Is he like a dude?
He fought back in World War II, maybe.
Okay.
And he had a needle going in him, and he went from a tiny guy to a huge guy.
Okay.
And then he got frozen. Cool. And he comes back and fights Common Day.
Okay, but you don't recommend
it. No.
Okay.
I like the Avengers he's in.
Okay, yeah, Avengers is good.
But I didn't think Captain America.
I know you
was
didn't.
Good.
That's why I prefaced it by saying Bobby doesn't like this one, but I do.
And really, there's only one opinion that counts.
Yeah, clearly.
yeah. What about the Hulk movies?
Terrible.
Man of Steel?
Yeah,
terrible.
Okay. Whatever.
It just meant there's one. I don't know the difference in the two, but one of those companies make good ones and one of them don't. Like Marvel makes the good ones.
So Spider-Man, do you need to see those?
Yeah, watch the Avengers. That's good. That makes
you know what I really liked about Iron Man 2? John Favreau.
You didn't see Iron Man 2. You saw
Iron Man 1. Yeah. What I liked about it as well.
As well. Oh, yeah.
John Favreau.
Yeah.
The guy that was in, what's that movie? It was Chef.
Yeah.
He's
the director.
He's the director of Iron
everything.
Man.
John Favreau is also in Necessary Roughness, the football movie.
Yes, I know.
He's in Friends.
Swinger.
He's
everywhere.
He was Monica's boyfriend.
The rich boyfriend.
I love that dude.
Yeah.
And when I saw it at the end, it's like directed by John Favreau. I was like, what? Yeah. This is so cool.
We should, I'll think of another great.
Spider-Man.
Oh, I've never seen the Spider-Mans either.
I don't know that I would throw that on you next. You got to keep you up at the top of the pyramid right now. And let you build your way down.
Is that Kirsten Dunst?
Yeah, Dunst, Tobey Maguire. That's a good one.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, no.
Whatever happened to Tobey Maguire?
I mean, guys, these aren't on Netflix. So I have to pay like $3.99 for these things. So just
select.
Hey,
do
you like Lunchbox? Write it off.
Get your balls on. This is a Bobby Bones Show.
Hey.
I guess Amy's laundry detergent isn't manly enough for her husband. He's decided he needs manlier detergent.
Yeah, I guess he saw an ad for some oak and musk. It's like detergent that was created specifically for men.
Mm-hmm.
And now he wants it done. And I mean, I get it. We have like, I don't know, vanilla lavender.
Yeah.
And I personally love it, but I mean, I'm not going to do two different loads of laundry. And he'll do laundry. He's not against that. But I'm like, so now you want to wash all of our clothes separately, and you want me in vanilla lavender and you in oak and musk. And he said that, like, oak is a symbol of strength and endurance.
Yeah.
And then, like, the musk just smells like, you know, real earthy and
does
manly.
Does he feel like he smells feminine?
Well, sometimes. I mean, I do it up with, like, fabric softener, fabric sheets, like, spray. Yeah, sometimes he's like, this is a little flowery. But now that he's been introduced to this, I don't know, man detergent, created specifically for men by men, He wants it. And I'm like, that just doesn't make sense to do two different loads of laundry.
What if you make the deal of you can do the laundry if and use your own detergent, but you do it yourself?
Wow. Okay, ooh. I guess, yeah.
It's a good deal. For you, yeah. Amy, that's great.
Well, no, I mean, it's not, I just like getting it done all at once. Like, we can throw it.
You can get all yours done all at once. If he wants his to smell like oak trees, right. Then he can do his own laundry.
He does.
Like, whoever does the laundry gets to decide what the laundry smells like.
Boom.
Ooh, okay.
You tell him like that, too.
So we'll have both bottles there, and it's like, all right.
It's like, yeah. If you want me to do your laundry, you're going to smell like lavender.
This could be on to something.
You tell him, Amy. Listen, Paul Bunyan.
Yeah.
You want to smell like oak trees? Do them all.
I may take a little, you know, me smelling like oak and musk to get some extra laundry motivation out of him.
You have him do your laundry?
Yeah.
Amy comes in, we're like, what's wrong with you? You smell like the woods. Have you been squirrel hunting this morning, Amy?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like my husband's pretty manly. I don't think he needs detergent to make him manlier.
Hey, let him feel how he wants to feel. Let him be him.
Right.
But also make him do his own laundry if he wants to do that.
Right.
Which, by the way, for Eddie, he'll always smell like lavender because one thing we know about Eddie, he doesn't do laundry.
Nope.
I'm cool
not
with spring
not his job.
Rain.
Yeah.
Like spring rain.
You're all
lavender,
good.
Lavender.
Yeah, you're all good with
ocean mist.
Silky magic. You're all good. Yeah.
Let's go. Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Oh, my goodness.
Thanks for hanging out with us here on Tuesday. The list of most overrated things of 2016. Ready? Dabbing, you know what that is?
Yeah.
Well, you can't do it because no one in the car can hear it.
Okay, it's the football player did it every time he scored a touchdown.
Yeah, what player?
Cameron.
Yeah, Cam Newton.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Cam Newton, quarterback for the Panthers.
I knew it.
Overrated things of 2016, the mannequin challenge.
Oh, that was fun at first.
Oh, that was fun too. I never was tired of it. It kind of went away at a good time.
It was fun.
It came, we all had fun, and then it disappeared before we all got tired of it. That was good.
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
The most overrated things of 2016, Ken Bone. You know,
poor guy.
He came and he left at a good time.
Right, I mean, but he's quick.
But here's the thing. He got on Reddit using his regular username, and they tracked all of his old Reddit stuff. And like the guy was looking at, you know, stuff that probably normal American men look at, but you can't be someone of high profile.
Oh.
Celebrity emojis, like everyone creating their own emoji.
Oh yeah, Doug Spentley did that.
He did do that. Is that still existing?
I have no idea, but I paid like $1.99 for it.
Snapchat filters. I don't feel like that's overrated. Like, I don't use a lot of filters, but people still use them like crazy.
Yeah.
Maybe the deer.
I do feel like, though, that I don't get on Snapchat and look at people. I'm still on it, posting stuff. I don't watch everybody as much because I don't have to.
Just watch yours?
No, I watch like four people's. And then if I'm bored, I'll hit the little button that lights them all up.
Oh.
But really, I don't watch everybody's anymore.
Yeah.
I wonder, is Snapchat starting to be over?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
But I'm getting more into Instagram stories of other people. I don't really post my own.
Like when usually I'm right there with it. Like, I like the kids, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Also, Rainbow Bagels, don't care. And LaCroix, apparently the flavored...
Oh, yeah, those are good.
Mango I like those too. Is the best.
Yeah, there are so good. Many flavors.
Yeah.
So, a couple more days till Christmas. So, today's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You guys, have you done the Christmas tree drive yet, Eddie, the lights?
Yes, we just did.
You did.
And we took your advice, and it was amazing.
So, what happened was, last week, I was talking to Eddie, and he was like, I took the kids, and... We went and we got to the Christmas lights and traffic was backed up for like an hour, so we didn't go.
I had to break the news to him and tell him, sorry, kids, we're not doing it. I'm not waiting in line for 2 miles.
The mean thing was you drove them by the lights.
I know. They even saw it from the road.
So I said, Eddie, you look at the clock. Go to like weather.com.
Yep. And I
see
did.
See when dusk is.
Dude, you just Google it and it comes up exactly when dusk is. That's crazy. I've never done that before.
And you get in the car right then.
And I got it and it was like 4:35 or whatever. But by the time I got to the place, it was dark.
It was nighttime.
And there was no one in line because it was still before 5.
So you took the kids, saw the Christmas lights at dark, and were they happy?
Oh, they loved it.
Yeah.
They kept saying like, these tunnels are so cool because they have these tunnels, you know, where you go under where it's all covered in lights.
And it's awesome.
They loved it. And we do it every year, so I think we're done with Christmas traditions. Done.
Meaning you've created too many?
No, meaning we've done them all. Like, we've done a musical.
Like this year,
What were your traditions with your kids?
The Christmas musical, we saw the Grinch.
Uh-huh.
That was cool. We decorated the house, put lights outside. We did the tree drive, the Christmas, light, Christmas lights drive, and we did Christmas carols. Dude, that's enough. Let's
that's
go.
That's a lot to maintain.
Do you give your kids any presents early?
We do Christmas at my house before we go down to Texas.
So you do all the presents?
Their presents. That way we're not hauling gifts to other cities.
That's smart.
When do you do that?
So we do that before we leave. Wednesday? Yeah.
So tomorrow?
Yes.
So you open all the presents tomorrow?
We open all our presents, then we hit the road and we go home.
It is weird. I don't know what day it is anymore.
Like, dude, I'm with you.
Everybody's just kind of looking toward Christmas, and it's like, I can see that light.
Yes.
I've lowered my head, and I'm walking toward it.
Yes. Get here, and let's go.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you very much. Hey, where's the Amy hiccup audio? I hear Amy's trying to record stuff, and she can't because... It's always something with Amy.
Oh, no.
Oh, what do you mean?
Uh-oh. Well, I had some audio I decided not to play where she couldn't say Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve because she's 11. And
what is that from? I don't even remember.
Wait, please play this.
I took it off the wall because it just was a thing that, you know.
It was immature.
Amy started to laugh. She couldn't say Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve without going, fine.
I mean, because how many people do you...
Here is this one right here. This is Amy doing this one here.
The top one.
Okay.
With quality parts and more than 90 years of experience, Napa Auto Parts can help you keep...
All right, here's another one. She's doing a different commercial.
Sorry. Okay. Let Old Dominion Realty... Let Old Dominion Realty give your memories a place to call home. I could not stop. Let Old Dominion Realty give your memories a place to call home. Sorry.
There's another one. It's just a hiccup. It's the isolated hiccup. Yeah, yeah. Amy, are you okay?
Yes. Oh. She sounds like a squeaky toy.
Yeah,
like
a little mouse.
Yeah. Ray just like kicked me out. He's like, please leave. You're amazing.
No, because Ray cuts all the audio, our producer Ray. So, yeah, no. No. It's so funny.
Yeah.
What's that New Year's Eve show called? See, she came and said
like,
it.
It's called Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
With the holidays comes, how much do you tip these people that are in your lives that do jobs? And if you build up an expectation, then you have to meet that expectation. And our producer, Ray, who sits in the glass room, he cuts a lot of audio. He has a maintenance man. What's the maintenance man done for you recently?
One of the big ones, he fixed our toilet.
Yeah?
He brought in a brand new porcelain toilet. And
And when he left, what'd you say to him? Just
making conversation. I said, hey, man, Christmas bone is coming.
Okay, cool. So he says that, right?
Oh, no.
Then what else has he fixed at your place?
The door.
And when he left, what'd you say?
Hey, man, end of the year, look for that bonus.
What else did he fix for you?
He painted the door. He's also fixed some light fixtures. We had electrical issues. So, I mean, some major stuff.
Yeah, well, how many times did you tell him, hey, buddy, look out for that bonus?
Oh, multiple times.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, that was kind of the thing to say?
Just to make it so it's not like he expected it right then. I was like, I get you. Don't worry about it.
So now, well, I mean, here we are. It's Tuesday.
That's what I'm wondering. I'm like, how much should I pay this guy?
I mean,
you built it up is the problem. Like, if you would have slipped him $20 or so without the build-up, that would have been
acceptable.
Which
is what I probably should have done. But now that I'm thinking, I told my girlfriend, I said, hey, we're almost going to have to pool our money, get him a card, and definitely get it.
I mean, I think you have to go $50.
At least.
You've built it up. Were you going to say more?
I was going to say $20.
Oh. Well, 20 if you don't build it. He's done all that for you. 20 if it's like, hey, thank you very much.
Right, because he's employed. I mean, he gets paid by the apartment complex.
Right.
So.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
You're
right. Yes, right. He has a job. Yeah. Yes, that's
work. That's
his
job.
He's not just showing up at your place.
Right. I think for it's $20, and then for every time you told him, big one coming, you add $10 to it.
And so, I've added some emphasis, too. I'll tell him, man, look out for that Christmas present. It's coming.
Like, watch out for it.
Well, then just get him a gift.
I got to get him
cash. Don't do... No,
so $20, and every time you think you've said that, add $10 to it. That's the appropriate.
I think 50's good. We're probably gonna give him $50, and he'll be excited.
Will he?
Sure. Oh, he'll love it. Are you kidding? I don't think people tip the maintenance guy.
Yeah, if they do a lot of work for them, especially around this time of year.
You're in bonus.
He hooked us up too, and he came in with that toilet, man. He was like a Christmas angel, man. We were out of commission for 2 weeks with a toilet.
Oh,
yeah. We were going to restaurants and stuff.
Oh, what? No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
And it was porcelain?
He brand new.
Wow. Yeah.
Dang.
Well, hey, Merry Christmas, Ray.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Had a chance to hang out with Dolly Parton, and we talked a lot about her benefit, which raised $9 million and is still making money because it's being rebroadcast, and I was lucky enough to be a part of that on TV. But as we were hanging out, and she was great, I got to talk to her a little more about her music, and she's up for a Grammy with Pentatonix with Jolene. So I just wanted to play you this part of the conversation that Dolly Parton and I had together. So with Dolly Parton now, and we'll switch it up a bit. I do want to talk about the Grammys for a second. And so it's Pentatonix and Dolly Parton doing Jolene.
No, first of all, the Pentatonix are a great group of people, and I love their singing. But that little song, Jolene, is sort of like Coat of Many Colors and I Will Always Love You 9 to 5. They just keep on going even when you think, you know, well, that's the end of that. Then somebody else will bring it back. But I was really pleased that, you know, that they did the song and that we got nominated for a Grammy. How amazing is that?
Yeah. So they come to you and ask permission. Hey, do you mind if we do Jolene?
Well, actually, I don't even know how that happened. I think we were doing some sort of a deal with Cracker Barrel, you know, in promoting our record. And I think Cracker Barrel was also working with them, and somewhere through that whole thing, they said, well, why don't the two of them do something together? And I think they loved that particular song, so that was the one we wound up doing together on a show that we did for the Cracker Barrel, and then it just went right up the charts.
Well, congratulations. It's really awesome. And it's really exciting to meet you for the first time. I feel like we've been so close so many times.
Well,
I've seen
like
you driving around.
We talk all the time.
I do.
And I feel like I just knew you personally. So anyway, thank you again for all your help. And thanks to all the folks out there that have helped in any way that they have. We'll take pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters.
I have a lot of those. Now, that's what I have,
okay,
the pennies and
the
nickels and the dimes.
Say, we want to make up some money. I said, well, send it on in. I'm sure some little boy or girl in the Smoky Mountains would appreciate it.
Dolly, thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Your beauty is beyond compare with flaming locks of auburn hair, ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain. I cannot. Jolene, he talks about you in his sleep. There's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. But I can easily understand how you could easily take my man. You don't know what it means to me, Jolene.
Talk for a second about traffic.
Okay.
And traffic's a little crazy right now because everyone's trying to last minute their gifts. And so if you go out in the afternoon or near a mall, two things happen to me. One, I think we've all been in the situation where you pull out and you can't quite get in the lane when you're stuck in the middle and you're blocking the. It's a helpless situation.
Okay, yeah.
We've all done it. And once you do it a couple times in a really bad place where everyone's honking at you, you learn not to, you know, you sit back.
Yes.
But we've all been in that place where you're just sitting in the middle and cars can't come through the main highway because you're blocking it. That being said, we've all done it. So when someone else does it, and you're that car, that can't get through because the car's in the middle? Extend grace.
Yes.
Because we've all done it.
Yes.
None of us do it on purpose. We don't ever go, I'm going to pull right out the middle of the highway because, man, that seems like it's awesome to have everybody honking at me. That's not, we don't want the honks.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to encourage, as we say, extend grace to that person who pulled out at the very tail end and can't get all the way through.
Especially if it's me.
Especially, yes, because we've all done it. Now, secondly, in the same vein, because this happened to me recently, I've done it and I've sat in the middle of a highway and blocked people. So now I'm very proactive about watching for that. So I'll sit, even if it's green, I'll sit if I see ahead of me that I can't make it. If you're behind a car who's doing that, there's no reason to honk your horn. I'm sitting there for a reason. Because I don't want to be the car stuck in the middle.
Right.
So everybody just look. Mm-hmm. Extend grace.
I hope my husband's listening right now.
Why?
Because he needs to extend grace to me.
But
when
to
I'm
you.
Driving. Are
you
like this? He's one of those honkers. He's a honker.
Honkers are okay if you're at a stoplight or a red light and you notice someone's like looking at their phone or something. Mm-hmm. And you should. You
that's
know,
a
you,
friendly beep beep.
There's a difference.
He's not that.
A nice bop bop means, hey, look up. You got a green light up there, mm-hmm. right?
Hey.
That's that kind of tone, right?
We're friends.
But, means, get out of the room.
Yeah, you're yelling.
Yes.
That's my husband.
Oh, it is?
Yikes. Yeah.
And he drives a huge truck.
It's all, yeah, we're working on it.
On getting him a new truck?
No.
A smaller
his,
one?
Road rage. We're working
on it. He's road raged?
I classify it as that.
Let me talk about Amy's husband. It's like if you were to mix Rocky from the 80s.
Stop.
Yeah.
And like Van Damme from the 90s.
And Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris from the 70s. Jason Statham from like the 2000s. Like that's Amy's husband put into one. Like The Rock now.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's basically Amy's husband.
Well, he's just a normal guy.
No. He's
not really.
That's the guy that I would not want to have road rage.
And that's shocking that he has road rage. Seems like a calm, collected dude.
Until he rips your head off.
Yeah.
It's been a thing, like in our marriage. It's caused
the
fights, I guess you could say. Because I'm so like, why are you, feel like you're overreacting. This is traffic. What is the big deal? You know, like let it go.
Oh, you hit him with the froze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good old frozen.
Like, let it go. But he just finds it and like people can't focus and drive and do what they're supposed to do. And he wants to make sure they know that. Or something.
I think they do. There's one guy that I wouldn't mess with in America. It's Amy's husband.
Okay.
That's right.
He hates when y'all do this.
Do what? No, he likes all the
when y'all
him.
Build him up.
No, if there was there was a character, 70s Chuck Norris.
No, people
maybe
meet
even
him
Arnold
and let
from
down.
Like the 80s.
Oh, wow,
Arnold
Commando.
Yeah. He's a heck of a dude.
Okay, yeah. I know. I agree.
And a patriot.
He's
at
awesome.
That, yeah.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Man, happy holidays, everybody. Here we sit together on Tuesday. Lunch's parents have now been married for 43 years. Is that right?
Yes, congratulations to my mom and dad. Yesterday was their 43rd wedding anniversary.
Wow. That's crazy.
That is so weird to think that they have woken up next to each other for 43 straight years.
Do they sleep in the same room?
Sometimes. My dad sleeps on the couch a lot. He falls asleep watching TV, and so he'll sleep on the couch, and my mom just goes upstairs without him. But for the most part, they sleep in the same bed.
Are they still romantic?
No.
They're not?
No, what do you mean by romantic?
What does that mean?
Like,
do they still flirt?
Do they still date and flirt?
They kiss in front of you guys?
Does he like?
And not like kiss where you have to give him a kiss. Like, is it like, did he like tickle their boo-boo?
Yeah.
And stuff like that?
They get a little slap.
Yeah. A little slap on the booty.
Pop.
No, booty slap. No, you know, tickle, whatever you said. Yeah. None of that. Not that I see. Maybe they do that when we're not around. But yeah, I think they just kind of are chill. They just hang out. They're 43 years together. I don't know if you still flirt with each other.
Well, hopefully you do. Another thing is that I recently found out about Lunchbox. I have this here.
Oh, great.
This is a pencil.
Oh, don't do it.
And I realized that Lunch hates hearing pencil on paper.
I can't do that.
So it's like...
It's like chalkboard?
Stop it. Like, I got chills already.
Here
just
we go.
You hold it. Stop. I don't like that. I can't do that.
He's shaking.
What are you?
His arms are shaking like he has something on him, like spider.
What's the problem?
I can't handle regular pencil on paper. It has to be a mechanical pencil. I don't know what
it is. A mechanical pencil? They even make those anymore?
Yeah, the ones that go click, click, click.
I know,
that's fine.
To be.
But when someone has a regular pencil, oh my gosh, you all have pencils.
Yeah.
We're
doing
this on purpose.
Yeah. We
and
definitely.
To answer your question.
Don't do that, Eddie.
So you don't like that.
Oh, I have one too. Yeah, we all have one.
They've all been strategically placed for the second.
Oh, no. I was wondering where I got this pencil
everybody,
from.
That's all right to know. Let's see. Dear Lunchbox.
Dear Lunchbox. Hi.
Merry Christmas from all of us here on the show.
that give you chills?
And the, nope. The pencil family. You don't like it, huh?
Can't stand it.
They do.
I don't know
still
when that
make
happened,
mechanical.
But all of a sudden, ugh. It's like nails on a chalkboard, like Amy said.
Maybe something happened when he was a child.
Yeah. Oh. What did No Teeth Keith?
Oh, interesting.
And a pencil have in common?
No, No Teeth Keith. He was pretty good with the pencil. He would help me with my math homework, but
with a pencil?
Yeah, with a pencil.
And didn't bother you?
And it didn't bother me back then, but nowadays I just can't. Whenever anybody writes in pencil, ugh.
I'm sorry.
Makes my skin crawl.
That's weird.
You can tell.
We randomly all had pencils right then.
Yeah. Ugh.
I was wondering where this pencil came from.
Let's never even notice. I already had a pencil.
I hate you guys.
You caught up on Walking Dead?
Yeah.
It's over now for the mid-season.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah, don't spoil it or anything.
Okay.
I have one more episode. I'm going to watch it on as I head to my mystery trip. Ratings have been down a lot, mostly because the episodes there's been no drama. It's been all character building.
Okay.
I'm reading a whole story about
trying
it this week.
Trying not to say anything.
Yeah, I'm sure this last one, there's a lot. It has to be. It's a mid-season finale.
Yeah, I didn't know that, but that explains a lot.
Oh, yeah, because it's pretty, a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hopefully the next half, there's going to be a lot more, fighting and action.
Walkers.
Yeah.
Eating.
I don't care about that so much.
Oh.
But I do like things happening.
Okay.
Not just walkers. Slow storylines.
That's what they're called.
Walkers. That's what they're called. Zombies are called walkers.
Because I don't know. I've never seen it.
Yeah. Then, hey, don't take a shot at my
girl. I figure if something's walking, they're dead.
Yeah. Walking dead.
Right.
There you go.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Follow Bobby on Snapchat. Username Bobby Bones Show.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Ray's going to have to get adult braces, maybe. He's worried about it.
Oh.
I don't think there's, who cares? Are you worried about it?
Yeah, the dentist told me I pretty much got to get them.
Why? So Ray is 30?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have to get braces because?
Something with my gums. Later in life, they're going to get more and more infected, I guess, with bacteria and stuff. Because my teeth aren't perfect. So now I'm thinking.
So you can't floss correctly?
Yeah, it's tough at times.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, my parents must have been skimping when I was a kid.
Oh, so now you're blaming mom and dad.
I'm sure the dentist told him, hey, that he should probably get some braces, and they just never did it.
Well, because they're expensive, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't even go to the dentist until I was in my 20s. I'm caught up now, finally, for the first time in my life.
Yeah.
And some of my teeth are fake. They were so bad. But, yeah, the mouth work stinks, man. It, sets your life aside for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Be happy and be appreciative that you have insurance.
Oh, I am. I'm appreciative of that, but they ain't going to cover braces.
Probably a little bit of it.
No, I think they do.
Maybe some, yeah.
Some of it.
Especially if there's a gum issue, your dentist can explain, yeah.
Well, and they for sure covered some already. I had some, $50 mouthwash I got to take now, covered. I got a mouth guard, covered. I mean, company's been paying for a lot.
That's nice.
You're getting $50 mouthwash?
It's in there. You should see it. It's prescription. I was like, Morgan, do not ever drink this. It's prescription.
Why would you drink mouthwash anyway?
I don't know.
It's not a good thing.
Morgan, no. Don't chug this. $50.
I'm super curious about this mouthwash now.
So you're going to have to get adult braces. Is there a time? You know, Mike D, our phone screener, wears braces, adult braces.
Yeah.
His teeth are getting, he's 24 or something. No, but. When's this happening? I'm curious.
They told me within the next year of my life, I probably should get some braces.
You can probably get the clear ones, though. Unless you want to go full out and get them, super silver and just embrace the...
Yeah.
Make that your thing.
Change the band color every checkup.
That's right. Different color theme.
Purple,
it's awesome.
Yellow, blue.
I wear dark rim glasses. That's what people know me for. You can be the guy with the huge braces. I'm gonna wear my...
It's me, Ray.
It's me, Ray. You can wear the whole headgear, dude. Just take it all on. Straight 1987 style.
Something I should have done when I was 16. It's just embarrassing.
But your parents let you down.
I'm going to have to talk to them and be like, hey, were you guys seriously cutting costs or something? Why didn't I get braces?
You know who had braces as an adult? Tom Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
He got
Did
them.
He?
Yeah. Just got them off a couple years ago.
Really?
The clear ones, I believe.
You're the Tom Cruise of radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend cool with it?
I haven't really told her yet.
Oh, whoa.
I just come home and
it's
surprise her.
I don't want to kiss you, dude.
I need the pies. I'm home today.
Bobby Bones Show.
Are kids allowed to eat in the car nowadays? Eddie, you have two kids.
Yeah, I mean, they do most of their eating in the car.
They do?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Over half kids eat in the car regularly.
Yeah, especially breakfast. My wife says that's where they have their breakfast.
So it's like, all right, kids, get in the car, eat your breakfast while you go.
And they have their little plates and they eat.
They have plates in the car?
Yeah, dude, sometimes I'll open up the console when I'm in my wife's car and there's forks, there's plates, there's cups, all sorts of dishes in there.
It's crazy because over the years, we've seen vans and SUVs turn into... They have more tools.
Yeah.
screens and
DVD players.
We could probably see dishwashers in the next 5 years. Smaller.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Does drinking red wine help or hurt a cold? Have you heard this, Amy?
I haven't. I don't think so. It helps a cold.
You can cut your sniffles and congestion by almost half by drinking red wine.
Oh.
Really?
And it also builds your immune system prior to that, too.
Huh.
So I guess I'm going to get started.
Oh, some red wine. Pop that cork.
Some antioxidants.
Open up the champagne.
Pop.
All right, thanks for hanging out with us here on Tuesday's Bobby Bones Show.
This is the Bobby Bones.
All right, thank you guys for hanging out with us here on Tuesday. If you want to hear the show back, including my talk with Dolly Parton, iHeartRadio, and search Bobby Bones Show on demand. Appreciate you guys. Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. Which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much. Because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.